I was going to punch a god right in the face. Sure, he was the actual god of torment, dread, and fear. Okay, so he probably didn't deserve it, but I would sock him right in the mouth. Just as soon as I got the nerve.
Now that's just rude,
Deimos muttered, straightening the tie of his impossibly crisp suit as he stared me down. I was a tall woman at nearly 6 feet, but this dude made me feel teeny, especially when he fixed his scarred, mismatched gaze on me. This also had me wondering what could possibly cut a god bad enough to leave a scar like that. The porch of the Knoxville Warden House never seemed so small, though it wasn't like I'd actually inspected the place before now.
I came here to have a civil discussion,
he tutted, as if I were a naughty puppy that had just piddled on his rug.
And all you can think of is violence.
Yup, definitely gonna punch a god in the face. It was one thing to come here. After the absolute catastrophe of the last 24 hours, I could get that. But to imply he was here for anything other than to beg for my fucking forgiveness for what his son had done to me, well... A civil discussion. A civil discussion? The laugh that came out of my mouth made me sound cracked even to my own ears. Maybe the reason all I want to do is hit something is because your son wormed his way inside my skull. I seethed, roughly tapping my temple as I stepped forward. And he killed 2 people with my hands. Maybe it's because he didn't exactly ask permission first before he wore me like a skin suit while he got himself free. Maybe it's because I have been violated beyond measure after losing half my damn family. Really, the possibilities are endless as to why violence is on the menu. Another unhinged giggle popped free of my mouth, which had Deimos shuffling backward a pace or 2. Or 5.
You freed my son.
I didn't free shit, I spat, following him down the steps and across the ribbon of pavement that bisected the front yard. Did you miss the part where he wore me without consent? Add to that, Asriel locked me inside my own mind so I couldn't even shove your son out either. Oh no, you aren't pinning this shit on me. And if it was possible that I may have yelled that at a god while slowly stalking him across the grass, well then, so be it. I'd had a rough couple of days compounded by the worst month ever on top of a spectacularly shitty year. Yelling should be allowed. Deimos stilled his feet and rolled his head on his neck, the faint crack of the joints popping making me smirk. I used to do the same thing to Mariana when I wanted to make her cringe. It was one thing to pop your fingers, but the neck, gave her the creeps every time. A little smile lifted the edge of the god's lips, and I had to roll my eyes. The dick had done it on purpose, but that wouldn't make me think he was on my side. I didn't trust him any more than I did his son, and considering the involuntary possession and murder bit, yeah, that was not at all.
As I was saying,
he paused, waiting for me to interrupt, and when I didn't, he continued.
You freed my son. I would like you to find him.
No. I didn't even have to think about it or let him finish that sentence. There was no way on this green earth, or any other planet for that matter, that I would willfully go and seek out the demon that had just put blood on my hands. No way!